You have 5 new voice messages. First new message.
Oh, hi, honey. I hope your trip is going well. I know your phone is probably off now, but I just figured I'd give you a call because, well, I've made somewhat of a shocking discovery, and I have no idea how to process it. I'm also not sure if it's something I should have concern about, but really, it is quite, how do I say, alarming? I'm not sure if I should even be discussing this over the phone, but it's about our son. Now, before you get too worried, just know that everything is fine. It seems fine anyway. Maybe I'll let you be the judge. Oh gosh, I can't believe what I'm about to say. So, I was folding laundry not too long ago, and I was bringing our son's basket into his room, and I forgot to knock. And, well, I saw something that gave me a bit of a startle. His thingy was... It was... Well, it was astounding. I mean, his willy is so big it almost didn't seem right. He stood up and it flopped over and smacked his leg, and I swear it sounded like a slap in the face. Yours has definitely never done that. Not that it matters, honey. You know I think yours is perfectly acceptable. I don't find big ones that attractive anyway, which is why you and I work so well. I honestly don't know what the big deal is about the whole size thing. It's just, did you know about this? Has he talked to you about having any discomfort in his private areas? I can't imagine having a wiener that big being very comfortable. And I'm his mother, so you know he would never talk to me about it. Oh, I don't know. Maybe I'm overreacting. But it was just swinging, like it had a mind of its own. How am I just finding out about this now? Oh gosh, I don't know a thing about my own son. What kind of a mother am I? Sorry to put all of this on you while you're away. Maybe I should have kept this to myself until you got home so we could talk about it face to face. If you even think there is anything to talk about. Surely I'm just being silly. I just hope he's okay and that nothing is seriously wrong. Anyway, I'll let you go for now. Bye, honey. Me again. So, I've had some time to think about it, and I think everything will be okay. He doesn't seem to be in pain, even though his thingy swings and hits his legs while he walks. I don't want to embarrass him or anything, but I would like to perhaps have a conversation with him to make sure that everything's all right. I know I should probably wait until you're home. He'll most likely want his father to be the one to address it, since you both have wieners. Although, his looks like about 3 or 4 of yours put together, maybe even 5. And his, junk, the, balls, they're also quite sizable. How is he ever gonna find a girl with a penis like that? Any sane woman would take one look at that thing and cower. I'm sure of it. I, for one, could never handle something so big. After being with you all of these years, I think something like that would be terribly painful. Do you think I'll have to buy him different boxers? There's no way he can fit himself into the pouch in a standard pair, even with the stretchy material. And what about condoms? If he goes out and tries to sleep with someone and has the wrong size condoms, that could be a disaster. They'd be far too tight around his wiener. We'll have to talk to him sooner rather than later, and I'm not sure I can wait until you're home, sweetie. Oh gosh, there I go again, probably making a mountain out of a molehill. I don't want you to worry. I think if I just talk to him gently, like a mom should, then he'll be okay. I just don't want anything becoming extra hard for him. Things are already hard enough. He doesn't need his mother making him feel strange for having such a large penis. I have to make sure he understands that it's okay to be different or above average. Right now he's in his room, so maybe I'll knock and see if he'd like to have a conversation with me. I'll let you know how it goes. Talk to you soon, honey. Mwah. Well, the conversation didn't go exactly as planned, but I can at least say now that I know he's not in any kind of discomfort. I didn't ask him directly. No, that would have been mortifying. But I did ask if he's feeling okay, if he needs any new clothes. I didn't say underwear because I just didn't want him to think that I was thinking about his penis. He seems quite normal except for his abnormally large dick. Oh, listen to me. So there doesn't seem to be a real cause for alarm. I was overreacting, just like I thought. He doesn't have any trouble using it. In fact, I think he's quite used to handling his size. Maybe he doesn't even realize how big his cock actually is. It's enough to make a girl feel it long after he's finished. I mean, I can only assume that. Something that big might hurt somebody. Just as long as he has it under control, I'm sure everything will be fine. Although, I did forget to talk to him about condoms. Maybe I'm wrong, but his sperm has got to be potent. He produces so much. I think. You'd think with balls that big, he probably does. Anyway, I miss you, honey. But there's no need to rush back home. I was just jumping to conclusions earlier, so don't feel any obligation to cut the trip short. You could even stay a bit longer if you wanted to. I wouldn't mind. You work so hard and definitely deserve to take all the time off you need. I honestly feel so silly right now, blowing things out of proportion like that. If only I could go back and erase those messages. You probably think I'm losing it. Anyway, we're gonna have a nice movie night on the couch this evening. Can you believe it? He was gonna go out with his friends, but after our talk, he said he would rather stay home and spend time with me. Isn't that nice? I'm so lucky to have such a wonderful and gifted son. Gifted like he's smart. I wasn't referring to the gift in his pants. Oh gosh, that all sounds so odd. I think I need a shower to cool my jets. I'll try not to think about you too much, honey. Our son is very good company, but I still miss my husband. After tonight, though, I'm sure it will all be fine. You'll be home in no time. Talk soon, sweetie. Bye for now. Hi, honey. Listen, the messages I left you before can all be deleted. I'm sure by now you've realized that I have everything under control. Our son's cock doesn't have to be a topic of conversation anymore. It functions just as it should, and he knows about the whole condom thing. What I mean to say is, I went to him as my motherly instincts told me to, and I just laid it all out on the line. We don't have to keep secrets, right? That's what I thought, anyway. You probably have some questions, and maybe I'm not making myself clear enough. I don't want there to be any confusion. He allowed me to examine it, just so I could see that everything was fine. And he was very happy to put my mind at ease. He has no problem with self-pleasuring, and there's no increase of discomfort just because it's huge. I might have mentioned that I wasn't expecting it to be so big on account of yours being just average. But don't worry, I assured him that you and I are fine, and there's nothing wrong with him having a significantly bigger cock than his father's. Uh-huh. It was only for medical reasons that I had to take a closer look. I can't be too sure. And there was nothing out of the ordinary. Well, except for the fact that it's massive. That's that. Definitely no more talk of penis sizes and condoms and ejaculate. I don't even know why I'm still bringing it up. It's all so silly. Oh, he's home now. I should go. Our son will be wanting his morning meal. He's got to keep up his strength somehow. And it won't be easy with his mother on the phone all the time. Bye.
Is so fucking fat. Oh, stretching me out. Oh, look at that. Oh, it barely fits inside my pussy. I wish your father had a cock like this. Finally, I get to feel what a real dick is like. Oh, and it's never felt better. Oh, God, how am I ever supposed to go back to something so average when I've had your big dick, oh, your big, delicious cock ramming inside of me? What's that, sweetie? Are you gonna come inside mommy again? Yeah, do it. Give me that big load. Drain your balls in mommy's hole again. Shit. My phone. Did you knock it? No. It dialed something. Oh, shit. It called your dad. Hello? What a hunk of junk this phone is. It must have dialed my last called number. Oh, I see it's leaving a voicemail. Uh-oh. Hey, honey.
Oh, sorry about the message. I think I must have pocket dialed you. Anyway, hope you're having a good time on your trip. We miss you. Get home safe. Okay. Bye.